we've got a shorter message, kids. This is a message that I need your involvement in as well. And it's just a short message, and then you get to go out into a program of preparing some things for next week. But I have a question that I'd love to ask you, and that is, if there is one thing that you desire, if there's one thing that you seek, what is that thing? So just talk to someone next to you, and adults, you can participate as well. If there's any one thing that you'd really, really want, if there's one thing you desire, what would that thing be? So share with someone next to you one thing that you'd really like. Have you all had a chance to share? Or are you starting to share the second and third and fourth things that you'd want? Are we going to look soon at the rest of this verse and see what King David said that he would really like? But first I want to show you on this day that was supposed to be a bike-a-thon day, but now it's a really good build-up to the bike-a-thon day. Here is a picture of me when I was younger. And in this photo, I had just won a BMX bike. I won that bike. Amazing, eh? I was pretty excited. Do I look pretty happy there? Hey, there's a couple of things on the screen that might age me, but you need to take note of the knitted sweater. This is a knitted sweater for my older brother, hand-me-down to me, as most of my things. In fact, that's the third hand-me-down. So that went from Greg to Nick to me, because blue was formerly Greg's colour. Nick's was black, I was brown. So if I was wearing blue clothes, it meant that it was a hand-me-down from Greg. The other thing you might note in the background, see the milk bottle holder on the letterbox there? Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. So I won that bike, and it was something that was pretty special and pretty exciting. Now, I was thinking about our relationship with God, and I think our relationship with God is a little bit like riding a bike. So I'm going to share about that in a minute, but this is what King David said before he was king, but he said these words. He said, "There's one thing that I desire, and that will I seek. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." So in other words, this man who knew that one day he would become king, he knew, and he wanted more than anything else, he wanted to be in God's presence. He wanted to have a relationship with God. He wanted to be close to God. He wanted to even see the Lord and to spend time discovering God in God's temple. And this was the thing that he was longing for. And this has become one of my favorite verses and the prayer of my life. Because I don't know what things you shared about what you'd like in your life. But for me, sometimes there's lots of different things that I'd really like in my life. There's things that we could write a big long list of things that are really important to us, things that we need, things that we'd want, things that would help us. And whenever I read this Bible verse, it reminds me that the most important thing of all is our relationship with God. The most important thing that I need to set as the first thing, the one thing, the main thing, the most important thing in my whole life is my walk with Jesus, my relationship with God, and that's the most important thing. And I wanted to share this little illustration on a bike. This is a bike. This is my bike. I don't ride it enough. I didn't win this bike either. But on this bike here, it seems to me that whenever every single person has everything that you need to have a relationship with God, all of us do, I think. We were born and we were designed in such a way that we were made to be in relationship with God. However, there seems to be a problem because it doesn't actually automatically happen for most people, including myself. So have a look at this. I'll put the seat down to make it a little bit easier, and I'm going to need to hold on to something. But watch this. What's happening? As I try to pedal on my bike, what's going on? Can anyone tell me what's wrong? I'm going too fast. I'm pedaling, but I'm not getting anywhere. The chain is not connected. And so, is there a chain there? Kids, can you help me? Is there a chain on my bike? Oh, yep, there's a chain there. Have I got everything I need? Have I got wheels? Yeah. Have I got pedals? Actually, I don't have everything I need. I should have a helmet. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. And I didn't even fill out a RABS form for this demonstration either. This is not good. Okay, so, and it's being videoed. Oh, no. This is not an advertisement for safety. Okay, so, so this bike has a chain, and the chain is a really important part. It connects what we do with the movement of the bike. When the chain is in place, when I pedal on the pedals, it's going to turn the wheel and it's going to make the bike move. Now, sometimes we feel like this connection that we need with God isn't quite there. I wonder why. You might even do all the right things. You might even come to church. You might even think about things in the Bible. But somehow, it just feels like you're pedaling and not getting anywhere. And I think that our relationship with God, kind of like that one thing that David described that he wanted more than anything else, I think that's the most important thing for all of us, that connection with our Creator, that relationship with God. That's the most important thing. And if we don't have that, you know, in our faith, we could have everything that's there, but we can still feel frustrated because it feels like we're not moving anywhere. It's not happening. We can look around and we see other people riding around on their bikes and their faith looks easy. It looks easy for other people to have that relationship with God. Why is it so hard for us? So this is what we do. This is what we do. So we get back on our bike and we go, okay, it's not working. So do you know what I need to do? I need to work harder, okay? So I'll try even harder and I'll go really, really fast. Oh, but it's still not working. And this is something that we can learn about our relationship with God. It's not actually about how hard we work. It's not about our strength. It's not about how good we are. It's not about how much we do. It's about this relationship with God. It is good. Yeah, thank you for that support. So, I am going to reconnect this bike. And I even might need a volunteer. Is there someone here who would like to demonstrate for me? Is there someone who has always wanted to ride around the church? We're going to put this down here. We've connected the chain now. Now, in a real situation on a road, we would have a helmet on. But because there's carpet and you're not going to ride anywhere near the people, would you be able to ride it and just see if this bike goes now? Yeah, just ride across here. This is good. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well done. Well done. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. So you can feel free to either ride back and forth a bit more or take a seat. Nice one. This is good. We've got this. This is great. And it's around about this moment that everyone would have been going, oh, wow, I want to ride a bike. And then we'd go, yeah, we can. Let's all go outside and ride a bike. And that was what was supposed to happen today. But now you get to think about riding this bike. This bikeathon that we're doing is actually a fundraiser And there's other people kind of around the country that are doing this as well to raise money for this project in India, the Joya mission over there in India, and their work in the community. Well done, Jaden, you've done a good job. Let's leave it at that. So, I need you to reflect back with a person near you. So what did we learn about the chain and what that means for our relationship with God? Let's just talk to each other and see if you can kind of share what we think we meant by that little illustration there. Okay. Is there someone who is younger than 14, maybe, who would be happy to come and share what they think that we learned from this little thing today? Is there anyone who would like to be really brave and come and share what you think, what you thought about that little illustration? Just putting you on the spot. No? Yes? Anyone keen? It's quite a big ask, isn't it? Anyone who's older than 14 like to... anyone who is 14? No one wants to share. That's okay, you've got to share with each other. So, our relationship with God is the most important thing. And I think that every single person was actually made and designed, like that bike, it was made to work. And it was made to be fun and enjoyable. And all of us, we were created by God to be in relationship with Him. And our life is in God is supposed to be fun and enjoyable. This place of relationship with God is supposed to be fun and life-giving. And yet sometimes, I think all of us in life, we don't naturally experience the chain being on the bike automatically. This is something where we actually need to say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Would you show me how to live? I'd like to give my life to you. I'd love you, Jesus, to lead my life. Here's some basic things that I think would be really good to talk more about. Doesn't matter whether you are 4 years old and you've never had a relationship with Jesus yet, or if you're 94 years old, or if you're somewhere in between that and you might have had a relationship with God, but somewhere along the lines the chain fell off the bike, there is an opportunity for every single one of us to reconnect and remind ourselves about how important this is. But here's a couple of ideas. One is to pray and actually to ask Jesus to lead our lives. Secondly, people, asking other people around us to help us. That might be your parents. It might be at sort of a kids program or another adult in that setting, or some friends that you see them having a good relationship with Jesus. Learn from one another. And finally, discover God through the Bible. And that could be listening to the Bible, it could be reading the Bible, it could be hearing what other people are saying about the Bible. These are three things that can help us grow in our connection with God. So I'd like to stand together and we're going to pray, and then after that the kids are actually going to go out to a shorter program, and we're going to continue on with worship here. So let's stand together. I'd love to pray. Lord Jesus, I just want to say thank you that you care about us, that you want us to have relationship with you. Lord, thank you that it's not about our work and our effort and how hard we try as much as your wonderful gift of grace to us. Today we receive that gift, and I pray that you would help each and every one of us to grow in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.